Okay. Your website is theappearance.com?
Yes, theappearance.com.
Okay. Since the last time you were on, there's been a lot of things with the signs in the heavenlies. We just want to touch on some of the information we have. We got a little bit lagged over, 5 minutes over. We got Jimmy in the background, and I'd like to just turn the mic over to you because you have a lot of information I'd like you to release to get this out onto the radio tonight.
Sure. Well, since we last had the show, Richard, you know, a lot of things have happened, and the world continues to tumble, continues to experience unusual weather and unusual circumstances. Tremendous amounts of earthquakes and volcanic activity, mm-hmm. and even solar flares, and even asteroids. I mean, sightings, incredible amount of asteroid sightings. I was reading, I think it was a couple days ago, how that, I think it was like 11 different states heard booms and sounds and shakings. And, you know, similar to what happened in 2011. But now it seems to be more of them and more people are seeing them. You know, these things are categorized as far as, you know, if there's a sighting or if there's a sighting with a sound. And then if there's a sighting with a sound and then, you know, some debris. You know, so they have different scales. And these 11 states that saw, that reported these kinds of phenomena, they saw it, and they heard the boom, and they felt the shaking. So, you know, this was a pretty solid reporting of this phenomena. And these things are intensifying, they're increasing. I do believe that we are, as we approach 2014 and 2015, we are going to see an intensification in many of these areas because of the, of course, the approach of the foreign object that is approaching the, you know, our inner solar system, which many people don't believe it. And that is their prerogative not to believe it, and that is fine. But the Bible talks about it. The Bible talks about a time when the earth was going to be perturbed, and the planets were going to be perturbed. That scripture in the Bible that says the powers of the heaven shall be shaken, if you read in the original text, in the Greek text, that word shaken means perturbed. And that is exactly what this object does whenever it comes into our inner solar system. It all these you know, celestial bodies, the planets, are perturbed. Their orbits are perturbed. This is how they found out that there was something else out there. But anyways, there's a lot of questions out there, you know, about Comet Ison, if, you know, Comet Ison is, you know, Planet X, blah, blah, blah. And I don't think that is the case. That is not the case whatsoever. And I want to put that to rest so that people are, you know, stop being afraid about that, because that is not Planet X. That is not the Destroyer, Nibiru, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Because that is not the orbit it's going to come through. It's going to come through the asteroid belt. That is how it's going to come into the asteroid belt. It's going to come from the south, from the South Pole. That is why they have the telescope down there. And then it's going to come up, and then it's going to turn and go back down through the asteroid belt. And so it's not going to go that. It's not going to get that close to the sun, but. Going back to this Comet Ison, it is the fact that it is going to be a problem. I hope it is not a problem, but it seems that it is going to be a problem because it is now so fragmented
yes.
into so many pieces that that really it is almost impossible now to predict what this is going to do. So there's a lot of fear and there's a lot of chaos. There's a
yeah.
lot of worries, you know,
let me ask you a question, Gus, though. This everybody's saying, well, NASA said this, and, you know, I believe that they are very smart folks. But in the same token, I mean, that incident that happened in Russia, number one, my question is twofold. This comet that did break apart, incidentally, I always believe that shrapnel is more dangerous than a regular projectile. That's why in war they have scatter bombs and fragment bombs. And that's why a shotgun's buckshot, number nine, birdshot, spreads out, because it can hit a greater width. Now, this thing that is broken up into pieces, and a twofold question would be, number one, what was it made of? And number two, if NASA was so good at what they do, then how come they missed it on that stuff that happened early in the year with the comet, the fragments of meteor in Russia? They didn't give us heads up on that one, did they?
Yeah, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, asteroid 2012 DA14, which was that, you know, that's the about the time when that incident happened in Russia.
Yes.
That flyby was a non-event, according to NASA. And, I mean, right around that same day, a meteor burst over southern Urals. It shook the whole place out, and it was the largest rock to hit our planet in over a century. And its detonation released the equivalent energy, Richard, of over 200, okay? No, I'm sorry, 20 Hiroshima bombs. And it damaged over 7,000 buildings, and 500 people had to be treated, for medical wounds. So this was no small incident, and they couldn't predict it. So, you know, by the same token, what makes anyone think that they, you know, if they tell the people, no, don't worry about it, you know, there's none of this is going to affect us, you know. This event was not predicted. This came upon them actually out of nowhere. It blindsided them. And so this event right now, what is happening, okay, and I'm no astronomer, I am no scientist or anything like that. I just pray and seek the Lord, and then I do research and find out what other people are finding, some scientists that know what they're doing. And so according to some of these reports that I have read, Ison right now has fragmented into about 21 large pieces of rocks, about 21 pieces, okay, that make up the nucleus. So its nucleus is not just one solid piece, but around 21 large pieces of rocks, plus or minus. And then there are millions of other rocks around the nuclei, as well as millions of more rocks fragments in the debris tail. Now, if the calculations of NASA and and these people are correct, we're going to be, planet Earth is going to be passing through the tail of this thing around January, I think it is January the 1st through the 15th, somewhere around there. 14th and 15th for sure, but it could be before because of what you mentioned before. It's going to be like a shotgun type of effect. So these pieces are going to be, arriving at different times in different places. So we're looking at, and probably we could start counting on the 26th of this of December. Many of these fragments are going to find their way into the orbit of the Earth. Whether it will hit us or not, we don't know. No one knows. So people can start praying, and people can start just interceding to the Lord that He had. The Lord has a way of just moving, waving His hand, and swatting these things down if He wants to. Okay, He can swat them all down except maybe one, and use that one to hit exactly where He wants to hit. So
yes.
God is still on the throne. He still is on the throne, and people need to understand that NASA is not controlling this thing. The devil is not controlling this thing. The Almighty God is controlling this thing, and He's still sitting on the throne, and He still hears prayers. His altar is still open. If people approach Him and pray, so this is the time to seek the Lord and get close to the Lord, repent for the sins, and just make it right, because this thing
That's right.
could be. I mean, this could be a non-event, or it could be a big event. So it all depends on what happens in the next, I would say, in the next month or so, actually a couple of months. We will then see what will happen. But there's another thing very interesting, Richard, that is happening right now in Africa that I would like to touch upon that,
amen,
you know, maybe some people have heard about it and maybe some, maybe they haven't. But, you know, this thing about Mandela, everybody is gone over there, you know, to honor the death of, you know, Nelson Mandela, which, you know, he was very well known and, you know, recognized as a man or that did this and that, you know. And I agree with some things. I don't agree with everything, but I do believe that he did a lot of good things for Africa, South Africa. But anyway, the thing is that there are many people there now, all the heads of governments. I mean, anyone that's who is who is there. And I think the funeral is supposed to go on until tomorrow. I think, you know, tomorrow, the 15th, is when it's going to be the end of the, you know, of the ceremonies and when he's going to be finally put to rest. And then on the 16th, they're going to have the day free. All these dignitaries are going to have the day free. And from what I have read, they're planning to attend what is called the Voortrekker Monument, which is called the Sun Temple Monument in Pretoria, South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And this is quite an interesting monument there. And if, for those of you that don't know, maybe haven't heard of it, it's called the Voortrekker, V-O-O-R-T-R-E-K-K-E-R, the Voortrekker Monument. It stands about 40 meters tall, and it's visible from all, you know, most of Pretoria. It was built basically by the pioneers who left Cape Colony, and they suffered under the British rule, and, you know, blah, 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 and all that. But the interesting thing I want to talk about this is this, that on one day a year, on one specific day a year, there is something that happens in this temple. Okay, there's something that happens in this temple, and this temple has is very strange. If you go to the website, you're gonna see it has very strange looking stairways and a door, and it has like a lot of panels, and it has a hole in the roof. Okay, and on December 16th every year, the sun shines down through the small hole in the center of the Voortrekker Monument roof onto the cenotaph, which is like a sepulcher, okay, like an empty tomb, lighting up the inscribed words, which is written in, I guess, in Afrikaans, "Ons vir jou, sweet Africa," which is "We for thee, South Africa." And so everybody goes on that day to that place to, you know, to when the light from the sun just happens to come down through that hole. Well, if anybody has studied the pyramids, they will know that this is a very interesting thing that happens with a lot of pyramids. For example, Chichen Itza, one time a year, if you go there with the reflection of the sun, you're going to see what looks like a snake coming down by the side of the pyramid. And this all has to do with the Quetzalcoatl, which is the, you know, Quetzalcoatl is the Mayan name for, you know, for Nimrod or for, you know, Apollo, and it's all, they're all the same. And so it is very interesting that on the 16th, it happens on this particular temple. Now, for those of people that maybe forgot or don't remember, the Mayan calendar, the real Mayan calendar, actually falls on December 16th of this year, not December 21st of last year, according to what people have corrected now and said because of the, you know, of the fact that Jesus Christ was born, you know. They missed that day. You know, it goes from 1 B.C. to 1 A.D. So that day where the Lord was actually born is, was not counted. As a result of that, if you add to the 2012, December 21st, 2012, we come up with December 16, 2013, which is supposed to be, quote-unquote, to be the actual end of the Mayan calendar. So all these dignitaries are fixing to go there on Monday to visit this this particular temple at the time when this light of, this ray from the sun comes right through the roof onto an empty sepulcher, which is very, very interesting, because why would anybody want to be there? And they're all, it seems like most of them are going to be able to be there, including our prestigious president, Barack Obama. So what will happen there, I don't know. But I just want to say, keep your eyes open on that event, because although that may not be, it may not be spoken of in NBC News or the evening news or CNN, this is going to be something very mysterious and very interesting. It's some kind of dark ritual that I believe may be happening there. So that is something else that that may be happening, and that's a Monday. So, just keep your eyes peeled on that.
My God. So there's a lot of manifestations going on this year. Already, we're entering into the next year. I mean, let's face it, folks. Like Augusto just said earlier, we can pray and intercede, but I think a lot of this, and Augusto will probably agree, a lot of this is just the prophetic timetable playing out, isn't it?
Well, it is. It is. The manifestations we're seeing, they are confirmations. They're confirmations to us that the time is drawing very, very close to the, where everything is going to be wrapped up. We are getting very close to the manifestation of the Antichrist, of the man of lawlessness.
Right, yes.
Which is actually what the Bible calls it, man of lawlessness. And we are getting very close to the manifestation of the mark of the beast. I mean,
yes.
If you start reading all the news now about the, what they're planning to do next year when they usher in Obamacare and they want to start.
It's funny you mention that. Not to interrupt you, Augusto, but in the beginning of the broadcast, I touched on, because I got a call earlier this week, that Christians now believe that they can receive the mark of the beast and be saved. Is that true or what? I mean, what's going on with this?
Well, that came from John MacArthur. John MacArthur is a very well-known Baptist pastor in California.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, I studied his teachings for many years back in the early 80s when I was pastoring a church. He has excellent teachings on the Bible. And I was getting, I was doing a lot of study and research on grace and all that, and he had excellent material on that, so I subscribed to his tape ministry, and he would send me, like two or three tapes every month. And so I became very, very well known with John MacArthur. I really respected his work. I thought, he was an excellent teacher, but on that area, not on the area of the dynamics of the Spirit, because, he doesn't believe in any of that, but as far as just sound teaching from the Bible, he's very good. So it really surprised me when he came out and said something like that, because, basically what he said was that that people can actually take this mark on the right hand, to work and to buy whatever.
Yes.
And they would not be lost forever, that they can just come back later and repent, and God will forgive them. So I don't know where he got that theology from, because he's usually a very sound theological teacher. So I don't know where he picked that out of, but that is totally against what the Bible says. Now, I don't believe that, for example, what they plan to do next year here in the United States is they're going to start the biometrics ID, which is, for example, they're going to start, like, you put your thumb, into like, if you go to the bank, you put your thumb there, and
that's
they
right.
read your prints, and that identifies you. Well, that's not the mark of the beast, okay, people? That's not the mark of the beast. Or if for example, you have to put your eye on the iris scanner.
That's biometric scanner.
Yeah, that's biometric. That is not the mark of the beast, but it's getting very close, okay? That is down. Now we're getting very close to the thing. And actually, they're talking about putting some kind of tag on children. I don't know if it's a wristband or a tattoo. I don't know what it is, but they want to start doing that with children in the schools. And if the children do not do that, they will not be able to attend school. So they want to start implementing these types of things next year. And they want to have the biochipping of all Americans by 2016. So we are beginning to hear this Mark of the Beast associated with the year 2016, which is kind of very interesting, people. It's very, very, very interesting because I was reading, right before the show, I was reading that, you know, about all these, you know, whistleblowers and, you know, people, yeah. You know, high-ranking sources in NASA. Anyway, this particular individual, one of them, he blew the whistle, basically, and he leaked out a piece of information about when possibly the Planet X, the Nibiru, might arrive, to planet Earth. It would pass near us. And very interesting that he said this, and this is what he said. He said that the planet was going to make a dangerously close approach to Earth. Now, he said this in 1989. 1989, that's way, way back, okay? It's many years ago. He said the planet Earth, that the planet was going to make a dangerously close approach to Earth in the second half of the second decade of the 21st century.
Mm.
Okay? Now, we are in the 21st century, and the first decade is already gone. We are into the second decade, and the second half of the second decade would be 2015, 2016.
That's right.
2017. So that is pretty much the estimate that I also have been given by some of my brothers who are into science, you know, they're scientific, you know, they're into astronomy and things like that. That's the same kind of dates I've been given. It's the same kind of dates I've been given spiritually, prophetically. So we are seeing how these dates are converging. Okay.
Big time.
These
Big
dates
time.
Are converging. It's converging to 2016.
We're almost at the
go
top, Augusto. I wanted to get your information out to the people out on the radio before we get cut down or cut off.
Okay.
Can you give out some of your contact information if some of the listeners want to get a hold of you?
Sure. It's theappearance.com, just like that. It's theappearance, theappearance.com. And just visit us, and you can subscribe to our newsletter, and, you know, we'll put you on our mailing list.
Do you have any other way of getting a hold of you? Because most of the listeners on the radio don't all have internet.
Sure.
Right
on our website. Okay. I can give out my physical, you know, my P.O.
Yeah,
box.
That.
Is
Better off.
Sure. It's P.O. Box 465, Live Oak, Florida, 32064. P.O. Box 465, Live Oak, Florida, 32064.
Praise God. And Augusto, thank you for joining us tonight, and we'd love to get you back on again real soon.
I enjoy being with you, Richard.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
Good night.
God bless you, too. Bye.
All right, that was Augusto Perez. He had a lot of information to cover there. He definitely needs an hour because he can cover a whole array of just prophetic data. So we praise God for him joining us. Incidentally, if you want to get a hold of us, our snail mail P.O. Box is, you know, Watchman Radio, P.O. Box 1576, West Babylon, New York, 11704. That's Watchman Radio, P.O. Box 1576, West Babylon, New York, 11704. Our toll-free number off the show is 877-734-6327. 877-734-6327. Website, nextcrusade.com or watchmanradio.com. We're saying farewell. See you next week by the grace of God. And Lord loves you. We love you here on Watchman Radio. And we will see you next week.